This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you that we have a special show for you tomorrow. I think you will enjoy, particularly enjoy. That'll be fun. Anyway, on this final hour, there is a theory, not mine, but a Biden versus Pelosi theory that kind of has Dome involved in it. We're going to discuss that actually in the opening. In fact, Chris, we probably should do this before the show. Grab a clip or two of Nancy Pelosi talking about Joe Biden in the news, how she didn't deny being the one to shove him out. We'll need that in a couple minutes. Anyway, we'll talk about that, Biden versus Pelosi, possibly Biden versus the Democrat Party. There's a fascinating theory about that. We'll do some emails. We'll talk about the Michigan Supreme Court, what they're allowing in schools and why they're allowing it. All that, so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, you, me, we've been talking a lot about Dome, Kamala Harris, her disastrous interviews she's been doing on The View. Look, she's not going to live this soundbite down.
Would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Her rambling answers, for which she has no answer to.
Was it a mistake to loosen the immigration policies as much as you did?
It's a long-standing problem, and solutions are at hand. And from day one, literally, we have been offering solutions.
I want you to know I'm letting that literally go for now.
What I was asking was it a mistake to kind of allow that?
Yeah, okay. She's a disaster. Now, I heard a theory today, not a theory I had considered, and it's not mine. I want to make sure I give credit where credit is due. It's the theory of my friend John Phillips. He's awesome. He's my buddy. He has a radio show, awesome radio show, John Phillips Show. It's a good show. You should check it. You should check it out. Anyway, John and I were talking, and John is... he is one of the more wired in political people I know. There are some people who just have opinions. They'll look at topics and they'll have opinions about topics. There are some people who are data nerds. They'll break stuff down in detail. Depending on what you're looking for, maybe that's your thing. There are some people who have great sources. This almost always comes through time. I've only been doing radio media for 6 years when we just started. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any sources. Now, I actually do have some sources, some really good ones. So that clearly grows with time. John Phillips is a man with sources. He's a man who he knows some things that other people don't sometimes. And he threw a theory out today. And now this is not a man who throws theories out willy-nilly. He's heard things. We talked. And here's what John Phillips said. We were making fun of Kamala Harris. We were making fun of her interview. We were making fun of how bad she is. And John said, hey, Jesse, have you considered a rumor that I have heard more than once? I said, what? He said, have you considered that Joe Biden chose Kamala Harris out of spite and that the Democrat Party didn't want Kamala Harris? Their intention was to get rid of Joe and Kamala Harris because they knew she was all, remember, this is nothing new. She was always less popular than him. John's theory is Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris, endorsed her immediately out of spite against Nancy Pelosi, against the Democrat Party. Now, maybe you're thinking that's a cockamamie theory. It's a wingnut. Just stay with me. Here was the justification for it. The more I think about it, the more intrigued I am by the theory. First, Dome herself will set aside your ideological preferences or my ideological preferences, left, right, anti-communist, wherever you are. As a politician, purely as a politician, I can analyze politicians dispassionately. She's awful. And not every Democrat is awful. There are politicians who are really good. Bill Clinton's one of the best, if not the best politician I've ever seen. Barack Obama was an incredible politician. I hate his guts. Incredible politician. Dome is not good at this. She can't talk. She's not personable. There's not one thing about her besides maybe her look. She's a fairly attractive woman. Besides her look, there's not one thing about her you would want in your political candidate. Not a single thing. She doesn't have anything. Even her voice is bad. I don't know. I can't even do it. It's awful. And she has been a known quantity since she ran in the Democrat primary in 2016, the first time she jumped in the race. Here you have a minority woman. She jumps in. The media jumps on top of her, like everyone else has, immediately trying to promote her, and she still failed. She crashed and burned because she's not likable. No one likes her. She's bad at this. She can't answer questions. She's not personable. So Dome failing now, it's never surprised you. It's never surprised me. And look, if it didn't surprise you and it didn't surprise me, it sure as heck wouldn't have surprised Nancy Pelosi. You want to talk about wired in? You want to talk about sources? Nancy Pelosi might be, in fact, I don't even know who else would be in the running. Nancy Pelosi might be the most wired in politician in the United States of America. When you want to think about who has the most media sources, sources with the intel agencies, sources with their own party, sources in the private sector, sources, when you want to talk about wired in, is there something, Chris, Corey, am I forgetting? Is there a more wired in politician than Nancy Pelosi? Either side. I don't want to have blinders here. You can't think of one? I can't either. Okay. So remember when Nancy Pelosi went on the news? And remember when she questioned if Joe Biden actually wrote the resignation letter? Remember how odd that is? You'll find it in a second, Chris. Sorry, I'm bringing all this up on the fly. Joe Biden, when he decided he wasn't going to run again, Joe Biden, we didn't hear from him. We didn't hear from him personally for, I think it was a day, maybe 2 days. It was a long time. The only way anyone knew Joe Biden had dropped out of the election was his team, or him, we never knew, they put up a letter, this long letter online where Joe Biden is talking about dropping out. And then Nancy Pelosi, you have the letter? Chris has the letter. Anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
I didn't accept the letter as anything but a letter. I mean, and another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say it different. Some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was a, I don't even know, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me.
Wasn't that odd? Remember, we discussed that at the time. It was odd that he dropped out the way he did. It was extremely odd. It's unheard of to drop out. You're the president of the United States. You're the presumptive Democrat nominee. It's odd that you're dropping out at all. But then you drop out by letter? That's not something that's done. Oh, yeah, good point, Chris. Chris reminded me, the signature looked off. The letter looked odd. It didn't sound like Joe Biden, but all that was odd enough. But to add to the oddity, Nancy Pelosi goes to the media and says, there are a lot of people who weren't happy with the letter. In fact, didn't even sound like Joe Biden to me. What an odd thing to say. So, back to the theory. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, those two camps, they're not friendly. You know the reasons why. We've talked about it before. This goes back to Kamala, the debate. Jill Biden hates Kamala for life. Now, they don't get along. So all that stuff is true. But there is something else that is true, and we know this for a fact because Nancy Pelosi has been asked about this on camera many, many times. Joe Biden is angry. He is bitter, and he is angry. Yeah, he's a nutball, whatever, he's arrogant, who cares? But this is a guy who thought he had every right to run for re-election. He thought it was his. He thought he deserved it. He thought he did a fine job. He thought he should be the Democrat nominee for president. And a movement led by Nancy Pelosi was launched to remove him from power. Let's talk a little bit more about this theory. Did Joe Biden purposely put a poison pill in the election? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Daniel Turner with Power of the Future. He is coming up next in about 10 minutes from now. He's suing the government. There's something going on with John Kerry, his role, his taxpayer-funded role in the government. And there's a cover-up going on. We'll get to that. We'll talk to Daniel Turner about that in a moment. But back to this theory. Did Joe Biden intentionally put a poison pill in the presidential election to cost Democrats the election out of spite? Okay, let's test this theory. It's just a theory. Again, it's not mine. John Phillips came up with it. We were talking about it today. I'm just kind of running with it because I find it fascinating, and I think there's something to it. So what do we know? Joe Biden was pushed out of the race. We know that. We know that. Everyone knows that. It's no secret. Nancy Pelosi was spearheading it, but there were many powerful people behind it. People forget now, but you and I were talking about this. Every day there'd be a new senator, a new this or that, visiting the White House, very obviously visiting. Hey, Joe, please go. Hey, Joe, you got to go. Hey, Joe, don't run. There was always that. It was every single day. That was every day. Now, Joe Biden gets pushed out of the White House by Democrats. Okay, we know that. All right, we know. Pushed out. We also know Nancy Pelosi led the relief effort. Relief effort. That's what a way to put it, but that's really what it was. She led the effort to give Democrats some hope in the election. She led the rescue operation. She was the one with the longest, sharpest knives who shivved Joe Biden. Okay, so we know he was pushed out. We know Pelosi was the face of it. We know, as I just played for you, Pelosi on the air complained about the letter. And in fact, on the air, on camera, questioned the validity of the letter. She did. Yeah, play it again, Chris. This is Nancy Pelosi. However much you hate her, set that aside. This is a person who she could teach lessons from now until the day she dies about being on message. When Nancy Pelosi speaks, she speaks with a purpose. She never, ever, ever speaks out of turn. Every word is thought about. Every sentence is analyzed. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have slips of the tongue. She doesn't go on camera and say this for no reason.
I didn't accept the letter as anything but a letter. There are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say it differently. Some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me.
Joe Biden was pushed out. Nancy Pelosi led the effort. Nancy Pelosi went on camera to question the validity of the letter. Now, that begs the question, which part of the letter? Which part didn't she like? I would be willing to bet it has something to do with this paragraph here, second to the last one. This is from the letter. Quote, "For now, let me express my deepest gratitude to all those who have worked so hard to see me reelected. I want to thank Vice President Kamala Harris for being an extraordinary partner in all of this work." Joe Biden then backs Kamala Harris. Okay. Now, Nancy Pelosi goes on The View. Nancy Pelosi is asked, honestly, the question is as or more important than the letter, because I've heard these rumors too. Joe Biden is reportedly furious behind the scenes, and furious specifically with Nancy Pelosi.
There is a perception among some that there's a lot of hurt feelings because you played an outsized role in him stepping down, which was a very selfless but a very hard thing for him to do. I've heard that Jill Biden and her team, that there's people close to the Biden team that are upset at you. Have you spoken to him, and how do you respond to that?
No, but my point was we need a better campaign.
We got it. Now, we know all those things, or at least some of that's theory. It's my theory that that's why she doesn't like the letter. We know Nancy Pelosi doesn't like the letter. We know Nancy Pelosi led the effort. We know the effort was huge, and Joe Biden's gone. Back to Kamala Harris. It doesn't exactly take a political genius or a political master like Nancy Pelosi to look at Kamala Harris and realize this is a human being with huge electability issues. And we're not even talking about her stance on the issues. Again, I'm not coming at this ideologically, just personality-wise. She's a moron. She's not likable. She's not personally endearing. She's a terrible politician. Why did Joe Biden choose her? Oh, Jesse, he had to. His DI. No. He had to when she was going to be his vice presidential pick the first time. Joe Biden has right now what politicians almost never get. Joe Biden has a risk-free political life because he's done. His political career is over. He'll never run for anything again. He's not even pretending to be president of the United States of America. Joe Biden doesn't have to do anything. And Joe Biden angrily drops out of the race, points to the person who might be the least qualified to run and says, "That's my pick. Go with her. You don't want me? I choose Dome." Interesting theory, isn't it? The more I test it, the more I chew on it, the more I think there might be something to it. Anyway. Talk to Daniel Turner about power next. In fact, we'll talk to him about the DOJ. We have a couple other things. I still have to get to Dome versus DeSantis. I want to talk to you about the pain in your life first. The pain. That physical pain that brings you down. The physical pain that ruins your day. Is it your back? Very common. Is it your neck? The hands. People don't talk enough about the hands. When your hands start hurting, you're always rubbing them. You don't want to. It's horrible. And you think you have to live like that, but you do not, because Relief Factor exists. You don't have to ignore it, and you don't have to mask it. You don't have to take things to mask it. Relief Factor is created by doctors, developed by doctors, but it is 100% drug-free. It's a supplement you take every day. It supplements your body's natural response to pain. Your body's trying to fight that inflammation. Give it help. Take it for 3 weeks and see if it works. If it works, keep ordering it. If it doesn't, drop it. Never think about it again. It works. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Daniel Turner, next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Joining me now, my friend Daniel Turner with Power the Future, who is suing the federal government. And I like when anybody does something like that to the federal government. As I've said for the longest time, we need to become more litigious. And I don't use that word just because of what it means. I use the word because it makes me sound intelligent. Joining me now, Daniel Turner. Daniel, why are you so litigious?
Well, you know, Jesse, I wish I didn't have to be, because lawsuits cost a lot of money. But, you know, this is our 40th lawsuit against the Biden administration. And this is an escalation. Our first one was in January of this year, where we said, look, there's the Freedom of Information Act. That's the right to know what the government's doing with your tax dollars. John Kerry, the great climate czar, has this office where he has staff and budgets and meetings, and he refuses to tell anyone what he's doing. No one knows who anyone works at John Kerry's office. And you know, this isn't the CIA, right? You were in the Marine Corps. I understand there are covert operations. This is a climate change office. How come it's all so secretive? So since January, we've been suing. And then the last turn of events was when the DOJ said, they stepped in and said, you know what, we'll give you all this information in 60 days, which is clearly after the election. And so we said, yeah, that's not going to fly, right? Like, it's not even about John Kerry's office anymore. Now, as far as we're concerned, it is election interference, because they know if the American people saw what John Kerry and his team were doing, they would think twice about voting for Kamala. And so litigiousness is our only option, because they are breaking the law.
Speaking with Daniel Turner. Okay, Daniel, now a lot of people were probably confused by a couple things there. First, the DOJ, why are they involved in this? Why did they step in on John Kerry's behalf? Can you kind of lay out the power structure for how this works?
Yeah, when you sue anyone in the government, in the federal government, they don't have lawyers. The Department of Justice is their lawyer. So if you were in the military and you sue someone, the Department of Defense, they have some, you know, HR people, and there are some teams that do internal stuff. But when an outside group sues the federal government, the government's lawyers is the Department of Justice. And so our initial lawsuits were against the State Department and John Kerry's office. But, you know, they need to have legal representation, and it's the DOJ. And clearly the DOJ is coordinating with John Kerry's office, saying, what does Power of the Future want? What do the records look like? Oh, yeah, we're not giving them that. Not for 60 more days. So that's why it's the DOJ.
Okay. Daniel, can you talk a little bit more about, obviously John Kerry is well known on this show, his activities that we do know. I know you're trying to expose what they're doing. Do we know anything about the budget? I would very much like to know how much of my money is going into John Kerry and his staffers' pockets to wreck my economy, their budget, their activities. I know you're trying to get the real info. What do we know with what you know so far?
Almost nothing. And that's the frustrating thing, because they are working on our behalf. In a hearing in 2023, when he was being grilled by Congressman Brian Mast, John Kerry, he did give two names, and he mentioned one woman he said who was well-known. She's a master negotiator. I wish Congressman Mast had said, why do we need a master negotiator? Right? This is a climate change office. Who are you negotiating with? What deals are you striking that you hired a master negotiator? And again, we don't know who these people are. We don't know what their salaries are. How do they hire them, right? Are they Chinese? Are they Chinese spies? Are they Chinese solar panel makers? We have no idea. And the fact that he says, I'm not going to tell you who they are or what they're doing, I mean, that's pretty shady stuff, right? Again, I understand there are needs for covert activities. There's a CIA. I don't like everything they do. But, you know, there are covert military operations. There are times the government's allowed to invoke executive privilege and say, yeah, we can't, that's classified. But a climate change office? What the hell could possibly be so classified that we don't have a right to know?
Daniel, you mentioned Chinese. I don't think a lot of people fully appreciate how involved in America's green movement, the very not green, non-green, I don't know what word I'm trying to look for there, the very non-green Chinese are. Why are they so heavily invested in our, quote, green movement, and yet they're building a new coal plant every 5 minutes? Could you explain that to me?
Yeah, they're building a new coal plant because you need an awful lot of coal to make solar panels and to make wind turbines. And they manufacture 70% of those products. Now, a lot of them, they have moved to other Southeast Asian countries because there are some sanctions against buying solar panels made in China. So China said, great, we'll open up a shop in Vietnam. And now they've avoided the sanctions and we're still importing them. So this is, you know, sometimes when government treats you like a child and you get really angry because we're not children, this is the type of crap that they do, that the Biden administration will say, we're not buying any solar panels from China. Like, well, no, you're buying them from a Chinese company that was set up in Vietnam. Why are you replaying these games? But these are the games that we play, right? So China is thwarting every sanction to manufacture these products. The raw materials in those products, China controls 95% of those markets, the cobalt, the copper, all of the metals, right? These are very labor-intensive manufacturing products, EVs, batteries, right? We make them in China because it's cheap to hire 9-year-old girls, right? You can work people 18-hour days. They don't want weekends off. They didn't get Juneteenth as a new federal holiday that the company just has to suck it up and pay the employees anyway, right? There's no health care. So we purposely manufacture these things in China, companies do, because it's really cheap. It's great for profits, right, if you can hire slave children. And that's why these things are made in China. That's why Nike makes their sneakers in China, right? They don't have a love for the Chinese people. They have a love for higher profit margins. So when, you know, the now I'm getting on tangents, Jesse, I realize it, right? But when the hardcore...
No, please do.
When the hardcore libertarians come at me and say, tariffs are bad for the people, I go bananas and say, why are we subsidizing slave labor in China so that Nike can have better profits? I don't want cheap sneakers in America more than I want to hire slave children to work in these factories. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, there's a reason why all these companies move their stuff to China, because you can contaminate groundwater and you can pollute the air and you can work people literally to death. But then they have the gall to look at you and me, Jesse, and now I'm getting angry, and say that Hurricane Milton, that's your fault because you don't believe in climate change. They have the gall to point their finger at me and say, you support the fossil fuel industry, you're causing that hurricane. And they hire slave children and they work them to death in communist hellhole camps. They're the evil ones, and that's why we fight every day.
Daniel, just one final question. It sounds unrelated. That's because it is, but it popped into my head. Could we power this country on nuclear power? Do we have the technology to? Is that something we could do if we actually had the will to do it?
It is, but remember, nuclear power only makes electricity, and fossil fuels do so much more. And that's the problem. Same with wind and solar. They say we can get rid of fossil fuels if we use wind and solar. Wind and solar stink, right? Nuclear is great. But all of them only make electricity, and electricity is not all that we need. The millions of products and from plastic and rubber and medicines, and all of that is made with oil, and it is made with coal, and it is made with natural gas. So nuclear is great, but Tylenol and Tide detergent and everything else is made from fossil fuels. And so we can never get rid of the fossil fuel industry.
No. And might all, Chris? Anyway, Daniel Turner, everybody, thank you. Power the future. I appreciate you, my brother.
Always a great time, Jesse. Thank you.
Making us smarter. We have one segment left. Next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and we are going to be back for an incredible special Hump Day show tomorrow. You can email us. We'll be featuring a lot of those tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Okay, so Dome... She says Ron DeSantis is playing political games. You see Hurricane Milton, which is, you know, Cat 5. They keep saying that. Remember, follow all the instructions. If you've been told to evacuate, evacuate. Our prayers are with Tampa, our entire WFLA family. We love you, Tampa. We love you, Florida. Prayers are with you. Be safe. But it, Lord willing, will not be a Cat 5 when it hits land. They go up and down. Hurricanes are always strongest over the water. So Lord willing, that's, but even if it's a Cat 3, that's a big boy hurricane. Cat 3s are, they do some damage. So again, hurricanes coming. Ron DeSantis, because he's the best governor in the country, is trying to just get Florida ready. He's getting linemen lined up. He's getting them squared away, getting them ready for yet another one. But Dome, because she just can't help herself, did this.
NBC is reporting Governor DeSantis is ignoring your calls on hurricanes, resources, and help. How does that hurt the situation here?
You know, moments of crisis, if nothing else, should really be the moment that anyone who calls themselves a leader says they're going to put politics aside and put the people first. People are in desperate need of support right now, and playing political games with this moment in these crisis situations, these are the height of emergency situations, is just utterly irresponsible.
Yeah, DeSantis ain't playing that.
I didn't know that she had called, so I'm not sure who they called. They didn't call me, and their characterization of it was something that they did. It wasn't anything that anybody in my office did in terms of saying that it was political.
Given the severity of the storm, since I did want to ask you about politics right now in terms of should...
This is the best. This is when he shifts gears and just beats the crap out of the reporter. I love this.
You know, I don't really want to answer questions about this. This is not a time for politics. No, excuse me, Gary. You and your publication will twist anything that's done to try to make a political agenda. That's what you do. That's how you get your clicks. I understand that. I understand that's the business model. Well, but I don't want to talk about politics because... Well, but I have a feeling that however you do, you guys will find a way to frame it. That's just your shtick. I get it. It's fine. But I don't want to participate in it.
And he moves on to beat up Dome some more.
I've been in touch with both FEMA and the president, as well as marshaling all our state agencies and working to support our local communities. And so for Kamala Harris to try to say that my sole focus on the people of Florida is somehow selfish is delusional. She has no role in this. In fact, she's been vice president for 3.5 years. I've dealt with a number of storms under this administration. She has never contributed anything to any of these efforts. And so what I think is selfish
has she ever
is her trying
before?
To blunder into this. No. And here's
has
the
she
thing.
Ever called before?
She has no role. No, she has no role in this process. I've had storms under both President Trump and President Biden, and I've worked well with both of them. She's the first one who's trying to politicize the storm, and she's doing that just because of her campaign.
Remember that theory? Again, not mine. I don't want to take credit for it. Remember that theory that Joe Biden threw Kamala Harris in there out of spite for the Democrat Party because he knows she sucks and doesn't think she can win? You know what else Joe Biden did today? Remember, it's election day today. I know the official day is 28 days away, but every day is election day from now on because of early voting. Joe Biden got on the phone today and complimented Ron DeSantis. Remember the other day when Kamala Harris was giving a speech talking about the hurricane, trying for some good points? And that was one of the only times in the 4 years of Joe Biden's presidency that he gave a live press conference and stomped all over her speech. Everyone went to Joe Biden. No one heard what Dome had to say. Maybe, look, we all have confirmation bias. I do, you do. We're all guilty of it. Maybe I'm looking at this theory that I've fallen in love with. Maybe I've got my own version of confirmation bias. But if you're someone who thinks Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris out of spite because he got run out of the White House, he picked her because he thinks she's going to get her butt kicked and he wants her to lose. If you're someone who thinks that, there's a lot of evidence pointing your way. I'll tell you that. Let me tell you something else. I haven't talked to you about Chad mode enough. Chad mode. You know what pre-workout is. It's a thing where you take something before your workout, gets you kind of revved up and jazzed up so you have a harder workout. You're at it harder. But the problem with that, like anything that does that, it's generally got all kinds of additives and filth inside of it. So if that's your thing, go natural. Again, Chalk decided to do it right and come up with Chad mode, all natural caffeines. They took 2 years developing this. You want one that's not terrible for you? It's at Chalk. It's Chalktober. Go get a male vitality stack, a female vitality stack. Get some Chad mode in your life. Get some chocolate powder. They have so many natural herbal supplements, I can't list them all. And the subscriptions have the biggest sale ever during Chalktober. So take advantage. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, where you can call them 50CHOQ3000.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden does it again. Completely nukes Kamala Harris on Ron DeSantis. What was I just saying about that? Again, man, the theory's looking good. Michigan Supreme Court allows school ethnicity and gender curriculum to remain hidden from parents. Reminder that there are a lot of child predators in the education profession. I was going to say teaching profession, but this goes to administrators as well. And their goal is to shatter your child behind your back so your child will forever be a loyal servant to the state. Be aware, parents, be aware. New York City Mayor Eric Adams accepts another top resignation amid federal probe. I almost forgot that the mayor of New York City, the only one who spoke out against the illegals, has had the FBI kick in the door of him and virtually everyone who works for him. Interesting country we have now. Today, SCOTUS hears arguments against the ATF's redefinition of a firearm, a reminder to you of all the bureaucratic agencies that should no longer exist. ATF might be at the very, very top of that list. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms is what this country was founded on. Wisconsin Senate race shifts to toss-up. Incumbent Tammy Baldwin slips, according to a Cook Political report. There is a chance. I'm not making any predictions because last time I did this, it went terribly wrong. There is a chance. November is big. Good big. Speaking of good big, tomorrow is going to be good big. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.